It's 8:25. Time now for Where's Art on 103.3 KUMD. If you were out and about a little bit yesterday, where wasn't there art? Annie Dugan on the phone with us this morning from the Duluth Art Institute. Good morning there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have, of course, a beautiful and lovely week of art ahead of us this week. Tuesday, it starts right away. There's three University of Minnesota students doing a free stop-motion animation activity for youth. They are taking characters from A Midsummer Night's Dream and animating them using stop-motion animation, and kids can come and learn how that all works. So I'm really excited for that to happen. One of my most favorite movies that we played at the Free Range Film Festival was a stop-motion animation short done by kids. So I have high hopes for what's going to come out of Tuesdays. It's Tuesday at 2:30 at UMD. Thursday, there's two amazing show openings. First, from 5 to 7 at the UWS Kruk Gallery, is a UWS alumni photography exhibition. And it features four incredibly accomplished photographers who happen to be UWS graduates. So Ryan Tischer is the local representation. He is a local photographer but does exhibitions and fairs across the nation. Victor Pagona, is a professor in Texas. And Derek Burball is a professor in Nebraska. And all three are really interested in the natural world, but in sort of differing ways. So Derek uses some 19th century photography processes. Ryan is using large-scale digital work. Victor has almost like a surrealism take on landscape. So I'm really interested to see how the three work together at the photo show at the Kruk. And then at the Tweed is just a phenomenal exhibition that's opening up. It was co-curated by UMD professor Jamie Ratliff, as well as artist Maria Cristina Tavera. Maria Cristina Tavera she is based in the Twin Cities, but she also, I think, spends part of her time in Mexico. And the title of the show is Untyping Casta. And this term casta was a term that was coined by the Spanish in the 17th and early 18th centuries. And it refers to the categorizing of mixed ethno-racial heritage during colonial times. And there was these casta paintings and casta charts, and they very much were this ruling class anxiety of racism and diversity and you know what that all means. And so the show is trying to break that apart. They're using pieces from the permanent collection of the Tweed to investigate that idea. And Jamie is brilliant, and Maria Cristina Tavera really brings a unique eye to the collection. I love when the Tweed brings in outside curators to look through their collection. I think it's a brilliant way of doing things. And then Friday, of course, is the Christmas City of the North Parade, our annual celebration. And at the Nordic Center, this is the fifth year that the Nordic Center is doing their Gingerbread City. And it really is an art piece. I'll try and say the Nordic word for it. It's pepper cakeabian, is this Gingerbread City of the North exhibition as part of the Christmas City of the North parade. So that's a fun and tasty way of enjoying the week of art. So a fun celebration planned for the rest of the week.
There really needs to be more art you can eat in this town.
Yes.
I mean, you look at it, you appreciate it, perhaps you even photograph it, and then you just gobble it up.
You just devour it, yep. Exactly.
Yep, there's not enough edible art. Work on that, would you please?
I will. It's a worthy cause.
Thank you, Annie. Annie Dugan is the curator and head mucky muck of the Duluth Art Institute, and we're lucky enough to have her as a host for Where's Art Mondays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.